KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 40 degrees. We're looking for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, continued cloudy skies for today with a high of 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say two Union County women were arrested on drug charges at around 1:25 a.m. today following a traffic stop. The driver of the vehicle, Amber Dawn Miller of Creston, was found to be in possession of a glass smoking device used to ingest methamphetamine. She also had a small baggie of marijuana. A passenger in the vehicle, Pamela Day Kleiser of Creston, was found to be in possession of a glass smoking device also used to ingest methamphetamine. Both women were brought to the Adams County Jail, where Miller and Kleiser were charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Miller faces additional charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense, and her cash bond was set at $1,300, while Kleiser's cash bond was set at $300. Police in Red Oak last night arrested a man on two counts each of trespassing and theft in the third degree. 36-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak was taken into custody a little after 11 p.m. in the 400 block of East Joy Street. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak police in arresting Reinhardt. Red Oak police arrested a man from Polk County early this morning. Authorities say 30-year-old Seth Allen Simmons of Des Moines was arrested at around 3:15 a.m. for trespass, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and urinating in public. Simmons was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. One person was injured during an ATV rollover accident Wednesday afternoon in Shelby County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 57-year-old Galen Grable had been found by deputies beside an ATV that rolled over into a ditch as Grable was apparently engaging in farming activities. A passing motorist noticed the accident scene at around 3 p.m. northeast of Harlan near 1214 Redwood Road and notified authorities. Grable was transported to Murtu Medical Center for treatment of unknown injuries. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies were assisted at that scene by crews from Medevac Ambulance and the Harlan Fire Department. Glorinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports the Glorinda Police Department is filing numerous complaints against two juveniles who absconded from the Glorinda Academy early Saturday morning, March 25th. The juveniles, ages 17 and 15, are being charged with one count of felony second-degree burglary for breaking and entering an occupied home at 722 South 22nd Street and stealing a 2000 Buick LeSabre from the garage. They're also being charged with felony burglary and theft for entering a garage at 115 South 19th Street and stealing miscellaneous personal property and tools. The two juveniles are also accused of breaking into a garage at 415 West Main Street in Clarinda and stealing various items of personal property, and they faced charges of burglary and theft in connection with a motor vehicle that was parked in the 300 block of North 19th Street. The juveniles were apprehended later Saturday morning, March 25th, in Odo County, Nebraska, by Odo County deputies. The 2000 Buick was recovered along with numerous items of personal property stolen from the garages and the vehicle. One of the juveniles is being held in the Polk County Juvenile Detention Center, while the other was being held in the Sarpy County, Nebraska Juvenile Detention Center. All complaints against the two juveniles alleging commission of various crimes and delinquent acts will be forwarded to the Page County Court Services, Juvenile Court Services, and the Page County Attorney's Office for review and formal charging decisions. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Creston man was arrested Wednesday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. 23-year-old Michael Stephen Cox was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, Austin Alt, age 23, of Audubon, died Saturday in rural Audubon County. Funeral services for Austin Alt will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Dan Brownsberger, age 78, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Dan Brownsberger will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church, with Reacon V Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of the arrangements. Karen Gendron, age 76, of Panora, died March 20th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Karen Gendron will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Jerry Holliday, age 79, of Atlantic, died January 15th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life memorial services for Jerry Holliday will be tomorrow at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Gene Teese, age 66, of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died January 27th. Graveside services for Gene Teese will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Minden Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. John Jack Gefford, age 80, of Panora, died Tuesday. Cremation has taken place and a private family graveside service for John Jack Gefford will be held in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Mardell Maley, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic, and funeral services for Mardell Maley are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.